I was at a pizza place in Los Angeles with my son Solomon. We stopped and went to my favorite pizza place in the world, Round Table Pizza. It's only in California, though. Really good pizza. Round Table Pizza, there's nothing like it. I've searched and tried to find something here that's like it. It doesn't exist. There's one in Arizona. It's in Yuma. Okay? It's the only Round Table in Arizona of all places. Well, we sat down at Round Table Pizza. We ate some pizza together, and it was just me and Solomon. And I looked over, and there were video games. And one of the video games was Pole Position. No, nothing bad. I mean, it's just a road and a car and drive. And I thought to myself, you know, maybe I'll just let Solomon. He would really enjoy sitting down and playing some Pole Position. You know, I grew up playing it. But, you know, I didn't have him play it. Now, would it be a sin to play Pole Position? No. Would I have liked to go over and sit down and play Pole Position? I could have played it for hours. Okay, I used to love video games growing up. But there's a reason why I never play video games. Never. Never, never, never. My kids have never played video games. There's a reason why. Because I'm just trying to teach them not to just sit down and stare at a screen all day and boom, 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 boom. Because video games are too fun. They're too fun. They suck you in and you waste your life in front of a computer screen. And I don't want my kids to get all overstimulated where everything is about racing a car all the time, blowing things up all the time, just wild, flashing, loud images. I'm trying to teach them to understand that you don't have to have all that to have fun. My kids know how to have fun by playing outside, by running around, by swinging on the swing set, by looking at nature, by doing things that are productive and right and clean. I don't want to even introduce them into the world of video games.